Real Talk is designed to provide useful hints and tips to aid your personal and professional development. The program provides greater insight into how to handle some of the challenges raised by the phenomenal woman interviewees. The topics are wide-ranging, covering how to handle self-doubt, increase confidence, develop a positive mindset, and acknowledge that as a phenomenal woman, you already have all the attributes you need to succeed inside of you. You just need to nurture and release them. So listen and enjoy. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. Now, it's a slightly different subject that I hadn't really thought about until I saw it raise its head in both my coaching practice and also within the challenge I'm running on my Facebook page, my fan page, which is the Confidence Booster Challenge. And one of the situations we came across was people not putting themselves forward, or women not putting themselves forward, because they were afraid of what the feedback would be if they failed, what would happen. And it got me thinking about an article or the book Playing Big by Tara Moore. She actually coins that as having to unhook yourself from praise and criticism. So I'm going to talk about that this week, and how our relationship with praise and criticism affects our confidence. Now, as I said, Tara Moore calls it unhooking, being able to unhook yourself from praise and criticism. And there are three different ways you could actually be hooked on praise or criticism, and each has its own ways of paralyzing you. Now, the first one is that you could be dependent or addicted to praise. So by being in that situation, it causes you to only do the things, or causes us to only do the things that are likely to get us great reviews, positive feedback, and all the great approval. So if we think there's a risk that we're going to hear some criticism or anything like that, we're not going to put ourselves forward. We just want to hear the praise. The second one was the avoidance of praise. So this is actually not wanting to stand out for the crowd, even for positive reasons, even when we're doing it really well, which in turn causes us to sabotage ourselves and to not do our best work. So we don't want to be singled out as being good. We don't want to be singled out as being best. So we deliver mediocre work, or work that we know we're capable of doing more, to avoid actually getting the praise. Because all we're seeking is ways to receive praise or avoid criticism or seek praise. So that really stops us speaking up as well as we should be, or really going after the goals that we're really interested in. So that limits us both career-wise and basically in life. So it's another big confidence issue. So Tara continues to tell us that there are five principles for unhooking from criticism, she says. So the first one is that feedback doesn't tell you about you. It tells you about the person giving feedback. And I think that's a really poignant thing to point out, because feedback gives us facts about the opinions and preferences of that particular person. It doesn't actually tell you about the merit of your work or the worthiness. And if you think about the fact feedback, you need to hear feedback, because you're getting opinions about what that individual, potentially a client or a customer, actually wants. So feedback is not meant to give you self-esteem boosts or wounds. It's meant to give you tactical feedback about how you reach the people you actually want to reach. So that's principle one. Principle two is, I suppose, it's pretty straightforward. She says, incorporate feedback that's strategically useful and let the rest go. So when you're getting this feedback, think about, what is it you actually need to incorporate from what you're hearing in order to be effective in reaching your personal goals and your aims? And what feedback really won't impact your effectiveness? And in fact, it's okay to ignore it. There are some pieces of feedback we need to take from maybe stakeholders in a pitch we're doing, because that feedback will give us an idea of what they're thinking. They're the key people you want to influence. So it's definitely useful to listen to it and take that stance. And conversely, we also need to look at whose feedback we don't need. And that's usually people like family and friends. They have our best interests at heart. but do they play a part in the decision we have to make at that particular point? And then there's mentors and experts. So we're often, as women, looking for validation or permission from these people, so to speak. So do we really need it at this particular point in time? The most important people we actually have to gather feedback from are the intended audiences and our decision makers, those who we need to influence to reach our goal. So it's pretty straightforward and pretty obvious, even if you think about it. Principle number four is that women who play big get criticized, period. And that's just literally saying to you, if you're going to be at the top of your game, it's going to happen. I don't think there's any woman who's walked the path or been the top of what they're doing or their field and profession who hasn't received some sort of criticism. Somebody always believes they're not doing it right. They could do better. So it's just accept once you're at the top of your game, you're going to get criticism. Principle four is that criticism hurts when it mirrors what we believe about ourselves. And by that, she says, the criticism that hurts us the most mirrors a negative belief we hold about ourselves. So it's something that we feel like there's a problem with the painful criticism, but it's really a problem with what we believe about ourselves. And then lastly, ask yourself, what's more important to me than praise? And that's the final stage of unhooking from praise and criticism. It's about actually remembering what your true priorities are in that respect. So I'm going to read what she says the practices you should do when you're getting hooked by criticism or praise. And one, when you receive feedback, negative or positive, remember that the feedback doesn't tell you about you. It tells you about the people giving the feedback. And ask yourself, what does this tell me about the people giving the feedback? And what, if anything, does it tell me about the preferences, the priorities, the people I'm trying to reach? What can this teach me about how to do my work effectively? Secondly, she says, discern whose feedback you need to incorporate for strategic reasons in order to reach the people you want to reach. And remember, it's okay to ignore some feedback. Three, ask yourself, what would my unhooked praise and criticism role model do? So this is picking somebody you think who's already unhooked from praise and criticism and using them as a guide or mentor to enable you to do the same. Four, when criticism really stings or when you strongly fear a certain type of criticism, look at how that criticism mirrors a belief you hold about yourself and work on updating that belief. Five, when you find yourself seeking a certain kind of praise is driving you, look inward to see how that praise relates to doubts you have about yourself and work on addressing that inner doubt rather than seeking external validation in an attempt to resolve it. And finally, number six, ask yourself, what's more important to me than praise or being liked here? So some really good, useful tips and pointers about praise and criticism, how to move going forward. The book offers a lot more insight into various aspects of how we play small and changes that to play big. So I definitely recommend you picking up a copy of Playing Big and Tara Moore, and that will really help looking at some of the challenges we face as successful women to move forward in our careers and life. So I'm delighted to let you know that the next registration for my signature confidence building program, Warrior, is now open. And I really would love to have some listeners with me in the program. The program helps you gain clarity identifying your goals, the courage to pursue what you desire, and the confidence to live the life that you really deserve. So I would love you to take this step to join a collective of women who are just like you and becoming warriors of their own lives. Now, the program is a combination of group coaching and a personal strategy that I'll help you build, focus on the goals that you want to personally achieve. The Warrior program will help you to step up, see the potential you have, and give you the confidence to take action to move towards a more powerful and fulfilling way of living the life you deserve. It's all delivered online, so it doesn't matter what part of the world you live. Now, how do I know it works? Well, I know because I've been just like you. I've been a working mom, a divorcee, a single parent. I survived an abusive marriage. Yet using these self-same tools that I use in Warrior, I learned how to regain my confidence and self-esteem. I attended university as a mature student. I happily remarried and I became the first female CEO from a major telecommunications company in the Caribbean and even went on to start my own business. So if I can, you can. And this is most definitely your time. So if you would love to have the confidence to take control of your personal and professional life, or you want to transform the way you feel about yourself and the way the world perceives you, then Warrior is just for you, because I know you can do this. And better yet, just for you, if you register your interest before the 28th of February and mention that you heard of the Warrior program via this podcast, then I'll personally have a one-to-one Warrior session with you. Now, it's not something I normally do, but I'm so excited to share this with you as I know what a difference it can make to your life. So head over to my website, janniesutherland.com, and register. It won't cost you anything, but the benefit to your confidence will be priceless, and I really look forward to working with you soon.